Welcome to Common Sense Coalition Talk Radio, where you'll find straight talk from people with good old common sense.
I trust your opinion.
And now, for your host, she's putting sense back into nonsense.
Absolute insanity.
Well, you can hear me on the radio.
And I welcome you today to CSC Talk Radio. It is my honor, my privilege, and my pleasure to be here with you because you know what it is. It's Free for All Friday, and we're going to cut to the chase and get straight to the show. You know, that's not really true. We always have a monologue. We don't get straight to the show. It's Free for All Friday, and this you must know. Your voice will be heard across the heart of this land. Your opinion truly is important, and I think you're just grand. It's Free for All Friday. Your calls are all welcome. We'll talk about almost anything. We deny very seldom. So get your coffee ready. It's the brew that is true. Let's get on with the show, because this day is for you. It is Free for All Friday, 877-895-5410. That's 877-895-5410. And Daniel Turner will be joining us from Power of the Future at the second segment and telling us what's going on with all the greedy Green New Deals and all that. But I want to talk about something else. I mean, you know, some things just are. There's no hidden meaning. There's no agenda. They just are. You know, so I'm thinking, why did they come up with these ideas? This week it was knitting. Knitting is a racist thing, and I don't get it. I just don't get it. So cultural appropriation just seems to fall into everything, and we kind of forget about respect. All of us do, and we need to take that a little more seriously. I get that there are those who don't respect. They don't respect other people. Sometimes it doesn't even matter who they are, what they are. Whether they disrespect them because of race, of color, of their jobs, of their positions, their abilities, their wealth, even their location of where they live. There are jealousies due to the feelings of inferiority. We can't legislate against idiocy and rudeness. You can't. That's kind of mama's job, you know. Mama and daddy were supposed to take care of that. And you can't mandate a person's heart to be cleansed. Only God can do that. But this screaming of racism at every turn, this screaming the world will end in 12 years, if the USA doesn't spend money on the greedy Green New Deal, serves no purpose but to divide and to separate. Notice it's only the USA that needs to clean up their act, according to the Green New Deal. They can't demand that other countries do that. The Paris Climate Treaty didn't even do that. So that's kind of evidence in and of itself that it was a sham perpetrated against we the people. All men and women, all of them, are created equal. The left has a real problem with that. They seriously do. Some things just are. They don't have any agenda. They aren't trying to hurt or insult anyone. They just are. Some things just are. There's a line out of my favorite movie. It's Quigley Down Under, in case you didn't know. It's one of my favorite movies anyway. And the line is, they say God created Australia when he got tired of making everything else the same. Now, I've not been to Australia, but I've heard it's a little different. And it's huge, and it's got lots of different terrain, and the bathtubs drain the opposite direction down there. That's what I heard. I haven't been there. I don't know. But God did create everything. He created all of us in his image. Now, how can that be? None of us look the same. How can we all be in his image? But he didn't create us all to look alike. Maybe he needed a little variety in his life. Those who hate straight hair, those who have straight hair, want curly hair. Those who have curly hair, want straight hair. Those who are short want to be tall. Those who are tall wish they weren't quite that tall. Those who are chunky wish to be skinny. Those who are skinny want to have bigger muscles. Those who can't sing want to sing. Those who can't run want to be the runner. Talents, gifts are all special. And each one of us has a significant gift. Some of us haven't noticed them yet. Or a significant talent or ability, regardless of where we are, who we are, or what skin color we have. But sometimes, some things just are. They aren't about being a racist. They aren't about, really, about anything, truly. They're not about being cultural inappropriate. Now, there are lots of things inappropriate. But just enjoying one another's cultures, I don't see that as inappropriate. Nothing we have, outward differences, is not, in fact. I don't think noticing those things that are different about us is a bad thing. Actually, I think it's kind of good. If we all looked the same, performed the same, it'd be a pretty extremely dull world. When I was in high school, one of my friends was sitting there during break, and she was knitting up a storm. Now, my mom knitted and crocheted all the time. But when I saw one of my peers knitting, all of a sudden, I wanted to knit. So Mom taught me. I'm not great at it, but I do enjoy it. And I haven't done it in a long time. There are many crafts and skills that each person has brought to our world. They've been developed in different cultures, in different areas. Your terrain, your land, your crops, the environment you live in, it kind of dictates what kind of crafts you'll come up with. They're to be admired and learned and passed down to others. We've got crafts that are being lost. Mom was not successful teaching me to crochet. I can make a chain stitch, and it's not very even. But sewing and carpentry and tatting and fancy work, as my granny used to call it, with sequins and beads, writing, drawing, knitting, welding, yes, it is. It isn't simple. It is an art. Painting, music, instruments, playing the piano or tuning, as Daddy did, both, writing music, singing, different vocal styles as well as different styles of music. Dancing, dramatic reading, acting, telling a joke, crafts and skills and talents. We are a rich people. Those things are to be embraced, enjoyed. So why do we want to pick it all apart and hide it or save it for this group in this corner and that group in that corner? Why do we want to do that? Being a great steward, let's move on here, is a must. It truly is. But to worship the earth over the people is wrong. To sacrifice the people for the earth is crazy. Worship the Creator, not the creation. His creation is here for you to take care of and to use and to enjoy. Keywords there, take care of. While Alexandria Castro Cortez wants to warn you that the world will end in 12 years because of pollution, I believe our greatest threat is the divisions that we have within our nation. Can't we all just get along? Some things just are. Knitting is knitting, hairstyles are just hairstyles, skin color is just skin color. Eating cuisines are just a variety of foods and menus that have been developed through time, using the resources there in the land, or sometimes whatever's in the cupboard. I like to knit, and I haven't done it for a long time. I think it's time to get out those knitting needles and knit a few scarves. Maybe a red, white, and blue one would be appropriate. And since global warming is still cold outside, maybe a nice little neck warmer knitted red, white, and blue. Mama taught me the skill and the craft. But some things just are. 877-895-5410 is the number to call. Happy March 1st. And we will be right back.
Thank you.
There is no fake news allowed. The cold, hard facts are what's happening in the West as well as where you are. Range Magazine's over 25 years of experience covers news that you'll never hear on mainstream media. As the winner of four consecutive Freedom of the Press Awards, Range Magazine is true to its written word. Journalism is not dead. Truth lives in Range Magazine. Don't miss the great stories, photos, and art that is featured in each of the Range magazines. Call 1-800-RANGE-4-U. Ask CJ about her Buckaroo calendar or her latest book, as well as special offer for CSC Talk Radio listeners. Home, Home on the Range. Truth in Range Magazine educates Americans regarding the bureaucratic invasions in our lives, the taking of our land, life, and our liberty. Bring America home. Home to Range Magazine. Visit rangemagazine.com. Call them today, 1-800-726-4348. Tell them Beth Ann sent you Home on the Range. I injured my neck in the late 1980s. My life changed with the pain and the spasms. Other than that, I was perfectly healthy, but pain kept me from resting. One doctor recommended an expensive pillow. It was cylinder-shaped. He told me I'd have to take the stuffing out because I was too small for it. I tried that pillow, and it didn't work. Through the years, I tried other pillows, and they might work for a short time, and I ended up pitching them out of bed. In December, my husband bought a MyPillow for me. I was skeptical for obvious reasons. I'm still using the MyPillow. It's a record. And I'm sleeping better and waking up feeling better. It didn't heal the neck from the injury, but it calmed the spasms. I personally endorse MyPillow, but don't buy it off the rack. Call them at 1-800-978-6168 or visit their website, MyPillow.com. They have a different feel consistency to fit your sleep style, belly, back, or side. MyPillow is a sponsor of CSE Talk Radio, but you have to use the promo code BethAnn. With a 60-day guarantee, there's nothing to lose. MyPillow.com. Promo code Beth Ann. Melody Cederstrom and CSE Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interest of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSETalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188, or online at DGScoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home. And we have returned to listening to CSC Talk Radio. I need to ask my producer, do we have Daniel? We do not have Daniel just yet. Okay, we're going to move on then. Now, I was really hoping that Daniel would have called in by now because I had something I want to ask him. If you were watching last night on one of the mainstream Fox News, Tucker Carlson. Well, he's also the one that covered the knitting. And he did that the night before last, and it kind of caught my attention. And then he had a gentleman on last night about the renewable energies. And I hope that Daniel will call in. I'm going to hold off on just a little bit until he gets here. But let's talk about the knitting. I want to talk about my mama just a little bit. My mama's gone now. And she did all kinds of crafts. She sewed, and, you know, I kind of thought I was a neglected little child sometimes because I didn't necessarily get a brand new store-bought dress. Mom would make a dress, or I had my sister's hand-me-downs. And so you know how you are as a kid. Sometimes you feel sorry for yourself. But I realized how very, very blessed I was with Mom being as crafty. And she loved crafts of all kinds. And but she loved to crochet more than anything. So I've got a kind of a funny story. My daddy was a piano tutor. My mom loved to crochet. Now, Dad worked at Owens Corning Fiberglass, so he worked rotating shifts. And Mom would always wait till he come home, even when he was on the night shift. She would wait. Maybe not all night. But she would wait. And when Dad was piano tuning, of course, Mom crocheted the whole time. When she was up, she was crocheting. And when he was piano tuning, he would have to maybe move whatever apparatus was decorated on top of the piano off and then put it back on or whatever if the people in the home didn't do that. Well, he went into one home that had a real fancy doily. I don't think it was on the piano because it was huge. And Mom, and he comes and he kind of pokes Mom just a little bit. And he explains to her what this doily looks like. And it had several different layers of it, and it was starched so that each layer stood up. I don't know. You can't see my hands moving. Facebook can see my hands moving. He challenged Mom. If you don't tell Mom, I bet you can't make that. So Mom got busy, and she went through her little craft books, and she found one that was, if not exactly alike, very similar to what Daddy had seen. And you know what? She made it. She starched it, and it was on our TV set. And that's what Mom did. She would challenge herself. She would do things. Particularly, she loved to crochet. And she took pride in it. She was very good at it. I had a Barbie doll as a little girl. Now, I wasn't tiny. They get them now when they're really little. I was older. And couldn't afford to buy all the clothes for the Barbie doll. But my mom got in to make them. And she made my Barbie doll all kinds of clothes. She sewed them. She knitted them. And my mother was a registered nurse, so my Barbie doll did have a nurse's outfit with the blue cape and little hat. Mom made the little hat that was just like Mom's hat that she'd earned in nurse's training. And then she decided to knit my Barbie doll a vest, a sweater vest. And she gave this to me. She surprised me with it. And it was a pretty little kind of aqua green, real light color vest. And I said, "How did you make this, Mama?" And I heard her tell somebody that she knitted it with toothpicks. She used the toothpicks. Now, Mom and Dad didn't buy the round toothpicks. They used them little flat things. And she knitted it with toothpicks. Mom was crafty. I don't know that I could knit with toothpicks. But Mom was crafty. And she tried to pass that down to us girls. My sister likes to do crafts, and she'll give me something she's made for, like, this week she gave me, belated, she said, but Valentine's Day. And it's a little heart, and she'd done a little wrapping with the yarn around it. And it was, of course, red, and it was really pretty. And she does different things like that. But we don't consider it racist. We just considered it was Mama's craft. And Mom liked to do those crafts. She liked to knit. She liked to crochet. She liked to sew. She would create things. We didn't ever take vacations on long trips, but it was a fairly long trip to Grandma's from Kansas City down to Bon Terre, Missouri. And Mom cut out and made little cardboard tic-tac-toe and things like that to take along on the ride to keep the kids, keep the natives happy, you know, keep the kids quiet, the little tribe in the back. And, you know, some things just are. They're not meant to be cultural and appropriate. They're not meant to be anything but what they are. A talent shared. A craft shared. Some people love to cook. They have a lot of culinary skills. I've got a son that loves to do that. He takes pride in what he cooks. And cooks for his family, not every night, but most of the time. He's in the kitchen. He loves to do that. You know, some things just are. And that doesn't mean you can't be respectful. But I don't think you should look at everything like it's got some hidden meaning or it's been stolen from one person to the other. Yeah, I think they used to say that being copied was a great compliment. You know, Mom knitting, I thought that's just Mom knitting. But when one of my peers was knitting, all of a sudden, that was pretty cool. And I wanted to knit. Mom crocheted a poncho for me when I was in high school, and a little tam. They were white, and I wore them first it was kind of, this is kind of, it's not cool. But I wore that poncho instead of a coat, especially when I was cheerleading. You know, you got the bulky sweater on and stuff. And I would wear that white poncho a lot. The tam, I kind of messed up my hair. But I wore it some. I did wear it. And now I have my mother's poncho. Hers is blue. I haven't worn it. I don't think I could bring myself to do that. But she crocheted all the time. And it was not racist. It was just something cool. And something to keep Mom busy that she liked to do. She liked to go to town and get yarn. She did like to do that. And we have Neil from Illinois. Neil, how are you doing today?
Hey, Beth Ann, how are you?
I'm good, thank you. Do you knit?
Huh?
I said, do you knit?
No, my mom did, though. She crocheted, she knitted, and I still got yarn and bobbins and all kinds of stuff in the house that she had, But I can't knit a, stitch.
Knit one, purl two, that's what they say.
Yeah. Well,
what's on your mind today?
Well, you were asking why, the other day,
Yes.
I keep asking myself the same thing. For one thing, why do we have a United Nations in this country?
Mm.
They don't belong here. They have no business for being, and yet we fund them.
Yeah, that's one of those things that needs to stop.
I actually, on the 26th, I wrote the President of the United States asking him to please abolish the United Nations and Agenda 21, which is, I'd like everybody to get on a letter campaign, send it to the White House at 20500, in Washington, D.C., and have them tell, if they get five letters, they'll start paying attention, So...
Now, that address, is that a post office box you're giving?
1600 Pennsylvania Avenue, that's the White House.
Okay, that 20500, what was that?
That's the zip code.
Okay, gotcha. All right, and I might add to that, that while we're making those letters, we need to send them, and we're about out of time here, we need to send them to the senators and representatives, too. Five letters, and they take it seriously. Get out of the U.N. Stop funding the U.N. Back out. Thank you. Thank you, Neil. You have a great weekend and happy March.
You too.
It's coming in like a lion. Maybe it'll go out like a lamb and spring will be here. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. It is free for all Friday. Your calls are welcome. We'll talk about almost anything you want to talk about because some things just are. They just are. 877-895-5410. That's 877-895-5410. And we will be right back. Founding fathers knew that the heartland would be coveted by those who want the land and its resources, or hated by those who simply do not understand its value. It is that simple. And yet today, the humble folks in the heartland are losing jobs and feeling the pressures from an out-of-control bureaucracy as well as outsiders with agendas. From the heartlands of America come our food, manufacturing, and our energy. CSC Talk Radio is a voice crying from the heartland and standing up for rural America, and so is Power the Future. Power the Future is a unique foundation established to be the voice for rural American energy jobs. Daniel Turner is a strong advocate pushing against those who would like to punish rural folks and take their jobs for the sake of climate change or the land and its wealth. I'm proud to be a part of Power the Future and bring Daniel Turner here to you. Our future depends on it. Let's power the future as we bring America home to common sense jobs and give our rural
local families a voice. Visit powerthefuture.us. Powerthefuture.us is the way to bring America home.
There's nothing wrong with global communication. After all, high tech has made our world seem smaller. But now we hear terms such as global governance. Henry Lamb's book, A Short Course in Global Governance, is a clear education, indeed, regarding the importance of knowing and understanding global governance. Do you believe the UN should have power over the United States or any other nation? With global governance, there is no sovereign United States of America. Read firsthand and learn the true agenda of global governance. America's says, private property shall not be taken for public use without just compensation. However, global governance says, private ownership of land contributes to social injustice. Public control of land use is indispensable. Learn more now. A short course in global governance is only $7.50. Visit our online store at csctalkradio.com or send $7.50 to P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018 for your A Short Course in Global Governance.
A moment from a founding father. Perpetual debt. Thomas Jefferson warned us of this. We must not let our rulers load us up with perpetual debt. The U.S. lives on debt. Our fiat money is nothing more than IOUs, promissory notes. A genius crime. Over 100 years ago, Congress relinquished their duty to manage our economy and currency to a non-related government outsider, the Federal Reserve. Congress also decided to put the burden of income tax on we, the people. Life in America changed. Today, the taxes we pay are a substantial percentage of our personal incomes. The Federal Reserve controls the economy and currency by debt, and thus debt became accepted rather than rejected. Thomas Jefferson's warning, we must not let our rulers load us up with perpetual debt. Rulers, D.C. occupiers, elected officials, career politicians, the two-party system is now a monopoly. Congress is corrupt. We, the people, must demand Congress to stop the perpetual debt. 202-224-3121. Make your voice heard.
Oh, beautiful for spacious skies, for amber waves of grain, for companies that stay with us through thick and thin and pain. Join us as we celebrate the companies who support this nation. Support CSC Talk Radio. Our All American Market page hosts companies who are now affiliates and sponsors of CSC Talk Radio. My Pillow, McCall's Candles, Liberty Tabletop, and there's more to come. Whether you contact them via website or by phone, you have to use the promo code BethAnn. These companies have endured the economic storms of bad trade policies and U.S. regulations, and they have earned your business. They take pride in their products. So visit the new webpage, csctalkradio.com, and click on the All American Market button. That's csctalkradio.com, All American Market button. And always use the promo code BethAnn.
Have returned to listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. We do have Daniel with us. It's always, you know, how you doing, Daniel? I was going to make fun of you for being late, but I won't. I won't.
I'm so sorry. You can chastise me for being late. It was very unfair to you, you and your listeners. I apologize.
You have to be the right, you know, appropriately late, you know, to make the entrance that you get, you know, like when you have a date, you know, the girl wants to be just a little bit late, keep the guy waiting, and so.
Well, thanks for your patience with me on this cold, snowy Friday here in Washington.
It is, but it's March 1st, and, you know, it's a special day. It's Employee Appreciation Day, the first Friday in March is. It's National Pig Day, so go have, some ribs. Eat them in front of Booker. And go National Salesperson Day, Peace Corps Day, and Peanut Butter Lover Day.
Oh, boy.
And it's also the first Friday in March is World Day of Prayer, and it's World Compliment Day. So looking good there, Daniel, looking good.
I will compliment all the peanut butter lovers who are employees of mine in one fell swoop and pray together.
There you go. You got it all covered.
Yeah.
Over your ribs.
Exactly.
Over your barbecue and smoked ribs. What's going on in the energy world?
Well,
it's been an active week, hasn't it?
It has, and today has been a crazy day, but your listeners I'm sure, are well aware that number 12 has just entered the race as a Democrat candidate for president in 2020, and that is Governor Jay Inslee. And the only thing I'd like to point out, besides being a rabid leftist and a believer in the Green New Deal, Jay Inslee was the former governor of Washington. I think he still is the governor of Washington State. In 2014, he put a cap-and-trade bill on a statewide referendum, got destroyed. In 17, he put a carbon tax on the referendum in Washington, got destroyed. Last year, he put carbon tax again, this time with several million dollars from Tom Steyer, got destroyed. And what is he running on? I am going to be the president who fights climate change. So you want to say to Governor Inslee, if your own crazy state of Washington, and really I shouldn't call it a crazy state, it's got one crazy city and a lot of wonderful people in the rest
of
the state.
It is. It's a beautiful state.
It is. But if your state could not vote thrice on radical environmental policies, what do you think you're going to do as president? Are you just going to mandate it in? And that's been some of the criticism with President Trump using the wall as an emergency thing. Boy, you get a Governor Inslee, and he says climate change is a national emergency, and now we have a carbon tax.
Well, they'll say that's okay, though, because they believe that is a national – they don't really believe
it.
I'm convinced they don't really believe it.
I heard people talking about that the other day on the media, whether or not they believe these things or they just think it's politically expedient. And I am torn. I sometimes I don't think they believe it. I just think it's convenient. But it is very, very odd that people could believe some of these things.
Well, now I think there are certain people that have bought into this and do believe it. But these politicians, I don't believe for a second they believe it. I believe they're using it for more taxation, for more control over the people. And if they truly believed it, and you and I have talked about this before, they'd be living it. And they're not.
That's true. That's the great point. They don't ever live in their personal life what they want government to mandate the rest of us do.
Exactly.
But I think the Green New Deal, I wrote an op-ed I was very proud that got published in FoxNews.com on Monday, saying how the Green New Deal was President Trump's best talking point, and he didn't even come up with it. They gave it to him. And I truly believe that. The Green New Deal has become so radical. News broke yesterday that in the Democrat caucus in the House, that's just when just the House members who are Democrats all get together in private to powwow. The left, the extreme left freshmen led by Ocasio-Cortez were threatening the moderate Democrats, saying,
if
you vote this way, we are going to find a primary person and we will fund it and we will take you out. And it was about gun issues. It was about ICE issues and Green New Deal issues. And my point in my op-ed, this is the best thing that happened to the Trump campaign because it is so radical that moderates are never going to subscribe.
They're turning on themselves. What about this big hearing or whatever that they had that all about the environment that they didn't even bother to show up for? I thought that's proof in and of itself that they don't believe it.
And the great Congressman Louis Gohmert from Texas, he was the ranking member, and he called a point of order and said, we're going to have a vote right now to cancel the meeting. It was wonderful. It's online. And they voted. There was one Democrat and four Republicans, and they voted to cancel the hearing. And the ayes prevailed, and they canceled the hearing. Exactly. So if they care so deeply about this, and they
show up.
You don't even show up to the hearing.
Show up to the dance. Come on. Put your dancing shoes and show up. That was crazy. But it is proof. It is proof that they don't really believe what they're trying to legislate to everyone else.
I agree with you. And I am curious to see what happens on climate issues. Because now if you are Cory Booker or Kamala Harris or Elizabeth Warren or the 12 of them who are running, you have to start finding a way to differentiate yourself from the others. And I am curious to see how they do that. Right now it's been very cordial. But they are having a debate in 2 months, and when they are all on stage fighting, they're going to start attacking each other pretty viciously. And I just want to see how crazy they can become to differentiate themselves from one another.
That will be interesting. And you know they're going to have to turn on one another, and that's going to get ugly. Because they're not nice.
No. No, they're not. And I think the American people are going to be watching, and the voters are going to be watching.
What are all those women going to say to Joe Biden and Bernie Sanders? The two right. old white guys. What are they going to
exactly.
say to them?
and Hillary Clinton still hasn't decided.
That's amazing.
And yeah, there's still a lot of heavy hitters. What was his name, Beth, the former Attorney General for Obama, Eric Holder, is still considering an option.
Yes.
There's still lots of names to weigh in on, and so it's going to be very interesting. But on the climate issues, the point of my op-ed is that if you are Ohio or Pennsylvania, what they call like those swing states,
mm-hmm.
a lot of them have huge energy populations, and I do not see Missouri. I do not see how they are going to come on board with Kamala Harris when they didn't come on board for Hillary Clinton. If you work in the coal industry or your livelihood depends upon the energy industry. So it'll be very interesting.
Yeah, you never know about Missouri, that show me state. You never know what they're going to do. Well, you show me and then I'll see what I'm up to, you know, got to prove it. I wish most of them were like that because, you know, to me, it's the proof is getting more obvious all the time. You know, even in this, I've kind of nicknamed it the Greed New Deal. It's kind of greedy. Mm-hmm. The greedy Green New Deal. And in all this that she wants the United States to do, if the world's going to end in 12 years, are we the only ones that are going to save it? We who have the cleanest air and the best cleanest streams and rivers, I mean, not that they can't be improved, but are we alone going to save the world in 12 years if we spend trillions of dollars? What about the rest of them, like China?
And if we allow China and India and Malaysia and Indonesia to continue to pollute, and not just pollute because they have coal factories, which are not even clean coal factories, they have no oversight and inspection on their coal plants, but they just pour their waste into the ocean, and it all, you know, drifts east and hits the coasts of California in time. So you're right. We can't save the world ourselves. If they're not on board, then that shows you that this is all
about... Drink and be merry, huh?
Yeah, exactly.
I'm just kidding. But, you know, we both know we need to be good stewards. But I did not see your op-ed. I went to your website to get some of your latest articles, but I missed that one, so I'll have to go grab that off Fox, I guess.
Well, thank you. I'll send it to you right now.
That'd be great. I appreciate it, and I'll post it out there. Thank you. Appreciate it, Daniel. You have a great weekend, all right?
Thank you, and happy March.
Happy March. We're going to march into March, and when we march out, it's going to be spring, right? It's going to be spring. 877-895-5410 is the number to call. It is still Free for All Friday, and we will be right back. Our founding fathers knew that the heartland would be coveted by those who want the land and its resources, or hated by those who simply do not understand its value. It is that simple. And yet today, the humble folks in the heartland are losing jobs and feeling the pressures from an out-of-control bureaucracy as well as outsiders with agendas. From the heartlands of America come our food, manufacturing, and our energy. CSC Talk Radio is a voice crying from the heartland and standing up for rural America, and so is Power the Future. Power the Future is a unique foundation established to be the voice for rural American energy jobs. Daniel Turner is a strong advocate pushing against those who would like to punish rural folks and take their jobs for the sake of climate change or the land and its wealth. I'm proud to be a part of Power the Future and bring Daniel Turner here to you. Our future depends on it. Let's power the future as we bring America home to common sense jobs and give our rural families a voice. Visit powerthefuture.us. Powerthefuture.us is the way to bring America home. You're familiar with Range Magazine, packed with hard, cold facts regarding the battles we face out on the range and at home. Beyond the battles are beauty and pictures and words that will take you to another place and time. CJ and Range Magazine have produced a line of hardbound books that should be a part of your home library. The most recent publication is Cowboys and Critters, containing unique photos of the people and animals that make up the ranching world. These beautiful books, which make fantastic gifts, have won numerous awards, such as the prestigious Wrangler Award, first place in journalism, Will Rogers Gold Medal Award. So many honors, great photos, and wonderful poems and stories of the West. Reflections of the West, Brushstrokes and Balladeers, The M-Bar, The Call of the Cow Country. You can't resist the art and cowboy poetry books. Visit rangemagazine.com for a complete list of prices. Call 1-800-RANGE-4-U. That's 1-800-726-4348. Be sure to let them know Beth Ann sent you.
Are you proud to be an American? There should be pride in every American heart, and it's time we stand together and say, buy Made in the USA. CSC Talk Radio is partnering up with Made in America, Made in the USA companies, products that are made with love as well as years of experience. MyPillow, 800-978-6168. McCall's Candles, 800-396-0332. Liberty Tabletop, 844-386-2338. And there's more to come. Whether you contact them via the CSC website or by phone, you have to use the promo code BethAnn. Why buy American? Better quality products. Your money stays in the USA, and you're keeping Americans working. Visit csctalkradio.com and click on the All American Market button. That's csctalkradio.com, All American Market. Always use the promo code BethAnn.
When I think of bringing America home, I think of family sitting around the table. As a young girl, it was my job to set the table. Setting the table meant tablecloth, plates, drinking glasses, and the flatware, which had to be placed correctly on the respective sides of the plates. Regardless of the time of year, sitting down at the table is an American thing to do. It's great family. Liberty Tabletop can help you set your table. They are the only flatware manufacturer in the United States of America, using high-quality 1810 chromium nickel stainless steel, all that and with competitive prices. When you order, use the promo code BethAnn to receive 10% off of your order. Visit libertytabletop.com or give them a call the old-fashioned American way, 844-386-2338. That's 844-386-2338. Use the promo code BethAnn and receive 10% off your purchase. Let's set the table and bring America home. And we have returned to listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. We're in the final segment of today's show. It's Friday. It's the first day in March. We were kind of kidding around and laughing about that. Usually I wait till the first of the month, and I have forgotten lots of times, but usually I wait till then to come out with what is happening this month. So just for fun, I'm going to throw that out to you. By the way, it is Free for All Friday. 877-895-5410 is the number to call. You better do it right now, because when you get down to that 1 minute, I don't have time to take your call. But today is Irish American Month, Music in Our Schools Month, National Celery Month. Oh, Quint will love that. He hates celery. National Craft Month. Go knit something. National Frozen Food Month. National Irish American Heritage Month. Didn't they already say that? Designated by Congress in 1995. National Nutrition Month. National Peanut Month. National Women's History Month, Red Cross Month, and Social Workers Month. The second week is National Bubble Week, and the second week is also Crochet Week. We should have waited till the next week, you know? I'm going to go pull out my yarns. I bought all kinds of yarns here a few years ago, and I knitted a few scarves and gave them as Christmas gifts and such, and I'm going to get them back out. I'm going to knit a few scarves. We may just stick them up there on our website, Made in America. Or maybe we'll raffle off a red, white, and blue scarf knitted by Beth Ann. That ought to be worth something, right? So, National Peanut Butter Lovers Day, I think. That's a pretty good day. That is today, and I can't have any peanut butter right now. Maybe I'll sneak a little spoonful of peanut butter. When we are talking about the greedy Green New Deal and all the things that they want you to change in your life, because it is necessary, because it's a necessity, where in 12 years the world will be done. Now, they told us that, over 12 years ago, Al Gore said that. They're constantly making predictions that don't come through. Let me remind you that we have founding fathers that had such great wisdom. And you know, we still have people with wisdom that can see through the clutter and the chaos and the agendas that are in legislation. There's no agenda when some woman or man picks up a knitting needle. Now, I went to school. He was older than me with a young man, and he got caught up into drugs later when he got to college in a bad way. And as he's getting his life back together, I saw him one time. I don't remember if we were at a ball game. We were at some kind of a community function. And I was talking to him. He said, well, you know what I do? I knit. That was his way of replacing the drugs in his life and replacing the things that were not good for him and calming him down. So he knit. And he got pretty good at it. I don't know if he's still doing it or not. He was also a horticulturist. Sometimes he grew plants he shouldn't have grown. But anyway, that's what he took in college. But he knitted. And I found that fascinating. It's a little strange. You don't normally see the guy sitting around knitting. I'm not trying to be sexist. There's women that swing the hammer, and there's men that move the needles and the crochet hooks or sew. My husband's got an uncle he's passed away now, but he was a seamstress. And that's what he did. He sewed to get rid of his anxieties. He wasn't a drug person. He didn't have trouble with that. You know, they've got to be looking out for your best interest, these elected officials. And if they're not, they're not doing their job. They're just not. And they keep getting richer while America keeps wondering, where are the jobs? The quote about necessity, we have shared that before. So Alexandria Castro-Cortez wants you to be convinced that it is absolutely necessary, it is a necessity that we make all these changes. Get those planes out of the sky, quit using that gasoline, quit using the fuels, quit using the oils. No more Sharpie pens. No more anything, really. Or the world's going to come to an end. Now, when you look at that Green New Deal, and I still have them. If you want them, I'm not copying it. I've got the master copy. If you would like to have it, send me a self-addressed stamped envelope. It is thick. It's going to take more than the regular stamp, but I think 70 cents is what it's been costing to mail them. So a little gift in there would be greatly appreciated. We always need help. But here is what William Pitt, Earl of Chapman, speech back in the House of Commons in November of 1783. Necessity is the plea for every infringement of human freedom. It is the argument of tyrants. It is the creed of slaves. Necessity. When you want the government, and when it is necessary for the government to take care of you, you become its slave. When they tell you something is necessary and they must take from you, you are their slave. George Washington told us the marvel of all history. And I think what we see today is many of us losing our patience. The marvel of all history is the patience with which men and women both submit to government. They submit to these things that aren't necessary. The marvel of all history is the patience with which men and women submit to burdens unnecessarily laid upon them by their government. Necessity is the plea of every infringement of human freedom. It is the argument of tyrants like Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. It is the creed of slaves. But us stormy people who think outside the box, we don't accept this. No, that's not necessary. And we're tired of these burdens laid upon us by our government, unnecessarily. And so the storm will be, what Neil says, write a letter, tell the president to get out of the UN, write a letter. Can five of you do that? We got Neil, we only need four more. To your senator, your representative, write a letter and tell them, no, greedy Green New Deal. No to the UN. Yes to America. And bring America home. Gold and silver have been the foundation of wealth for individuals and nations the world over. The history of man is packed with coins, jewelry, and artifacts that have spoken to the intrinsic value esteemed in gold and silver due to their rarity, durability, and usefulness. I'm proud to call Melody Cederstrom a friend and honored. Discount Gold and Silver Trading is a loyal sponsor of CSE Talk Radio, a Christian company founded on the principles of truth and honesty. Melody provides quality products, quality service, and competitive pricing. Let Melody's over 20 years of experience gold and silver trading be your investment guide, from precious metals purchases to precious metals IRA. Whether you want to buy or sell, Melody and her team at Discount Gold and Silver will assist you and make sure you get the best deals possible. Call Melody and tell her thank you for sponsoring CSE Talk Radio, and then let her know you want her to be your gold and silver dealer. Visit Melody online at dgscoins.com or just give her a call at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188.
CSC Talk Radio's goal is to bring America home. That includes you and your business. Radio is a powerful way to brand your company and increase your profits. Find out how to join CSC Talk Radio, help educate and activate America, and grow your business at the same time. Looking for new customers? Looking to have your business reaching out from sea to shining sea? Advertise with CSC Talk Radio. Believe in your product? Let Beth Ann be your personal spokesperson to properly brand your product and company. It's simple, easy, and affordable. Grow your business, grow common sense, and together we will bring America home. To be a part of CSC Talk Radio, call 573-796-2166. That's 573-796-2166. Or send email to beth@csctalkradio.com.
CSC Talk Radio is making available two pocket-sized booklets which will arm you with the truth. President Lincoln said, study the Constitution, let it be preached from the pulpit, proclaim the legislatures and enforced in courts of justice. The Citizens Rule Book is a pocket-sized booklet containing the Bill of Rights, our Constitution, and much more, explaining our rules. A must-read and a convenient to carry. Keep one in your pocket, one in your car, and one in your purse. The second punch of power is Sheriff Richard Mack's Victory for State Sovereignty. Understanding that our states' rights supersede federal laws and mandates is vital and valuable information. The Supreme Court victory of Mack Prince versus USA is a victory for all states. $5 will put power in your pocket. Order now. Send $5 to CSC Talk Radio. Let me know you want a pocket full of power. Post Office Box 73, California, Missouri 65018, or order online at csctalkradio.com. $5 is a small amount to pay for a pocket full of power.